On the show today, we have Ox's Vice President of Data Analytics, Tim Tibbles, talking about the company's data analytics platform for credit unions called Query, and that is spelled C-U-E-R-Y, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Tim Tibbles from Ox. Tim, how are you, sir?
Doing really good. How about you?
I like the branding you got behind you. I love the logo and the name, so it looks really good.
Yeah, we're cranking with the new branding, that's for sure.
You guys are
really enjoying it.
It's really neat. You guys did a
marketing
good job.
Marketing did a phenomenal job with it.
Indeed. And so we're talking about something else phenomenal, and that is Query, your data analytics platform for credit unions. So before we get into the details here, just give us a kind of a lay of the land. What is Query and how does it work?
A Query is your credit union specific application that is built for credit union data sources, built in a way that it allows credit unions that don't have a large staff, like a whole big technology staff in the background, for us to be able to bring to them a products and services so that they can really make use of their information in a way that the larger credit unions are doing. And, you know, in this new marketplace with, you know, companies like Amazon and, you know, Uber and all those type of things, the use of data has proven that it's a very valid business model.
Oh, yeah.
And really adds a lot of value. And so we wanted to be able to bring, you know, credit unions that don't necessarily have all that infrastructure in place, the people in place, to be able to enable them to take advantage of their information just like the big guys are doing.
Yeah, this is proven stuff here. And it's not a cool thing to have anymore. It sounds like it's a have to. It's a necessity.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming an ante. Otherwise, you're going to get just run over by everybody else that's doing it. So,
indeed. So what makes this tool, because there's a lot of data analytics stuff out there. So what makes yours different than everybody else's, or what makes it unique?
I think what makes it unique is that we're positioning ourselves for a spot in the market that is really not being handled, that we believe, by the other software providers. So we're targeting credit unions that are between 100 million and 750 million. Most of the other packages are, and rightfully so, focusing on the big guys that are able, you know, have the money to be able to spend on this. So we're building an application that, in by using the overall strategy that we're using, it enables us to bring it to that smaller audience without them having to bring, you know, all the people and all that kind of stuff that, you know, the larger credit unions are having to make these things successful.
Yeah, that's a good move, because I mean, that asset range is pretty much the backbone of the industry. So a lot of these folks need the help.
And especially, you know, when we were looking at the overall segmentation, I looked at the industry and saw that the 100 million to 750 million is really where they're struggling to be able to continue to sell loans, be able to get members in the door. And, you know, that's where we're going to be focusing our overall product, is to enable credit unions with those challenges specifically.
Yeah.
So that they are able to continue to be a viable industry provider, be able to be a viable credit union and serve their members as best as possible.
Indeed. And can you share some of the key functions of Query? I believe there's three of them. So if you want to go over them, or I could say, hey, the first one is marketing analytics.
Sure. So the big things that we're going to be focusing on are marketing analytics, being able to have that single version of the truth, that overall data warehousing concept, and then also financial analytics and integration of those type of areas into the ecosystem of the credit union by providing, if necessary, if they need it, the APIs to be able to integrate with the data warehouse and make it part of their frontline operations.
Yeah. What about member experience as well? Because it sounds like these have the tools to help your staff interact with members in more effective ways. So can you give us a little bit more on this one?
So that marketing and the member experience thing really tie together as well.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Because, you know, when a person walks up to you and, you know, you're trying to get them more engaged with the credit union, really you're trying to offer an experience that wants them to be engaged. So, and the way to do that is to offer products and services that are meaningful to the member. And by looking at looking at history as far as that particular member and other members that have been in similar situations that member might be find themselves in, what products and services enabled, not just did they take out products and services, but what enabled those members to be successful financially?
Yeah.
So that it's offering products that enable them to have that wellness factor in their overall life experience. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, we're not offering them products and services to dig them deeper in the hole as far as credit, or offer them, deposit products that don't necessarily have a lot of return. You know, where can we get that member the highest return yes. or the least cost products to be able to make them to build their financial future? So that's why they come to credit unions.
Exactly,
they don't come to credit unions because, you know, banks are going to sell them the high interest rate, you know, loans and going to be able to give them a savings account that's basically making nothing. So, you know, most credit unions out there have products and services that offer, you know, high dividends on, you know, their shares and, you know, offer, you know, lower rates on their credit cards. Well, which ones are the best ones for that member
mm-hmm.
rather than just, okay, what's the product that we're trying to push this week?
Yep.
Which is the way that, you know, when you don't have a product like this in place, that's how you have to sell. You can't really sell, you know, you got members walking up to you, you know, every 5 minutes. You can't spend the time and sit down and say, okay, let's go through and look at all your entire portfolio of products that you've got right now. Have a system that goes out and analyzes 200 or 300 data points, you know, in seconds to be able to say, okay, here's the best offerings for this person at this point in time.
Yeah,
and then give them a way to be able to do the fulfillment.
Yeah. Oh, so cool. Right. So cool. The last one I wanted to talk about, the third one, was the IT data warehouse reporting tool. Can you, because this one you talked about the single version of truth that we're talking about here. So can you expand on this one a little bit?
So, you know, as you know, most credit unions, they have between, you know, when we did our analysis, we found it was amazing, 20 to 80 different data sources.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, how do you get a version of the truth of that member when they're standing in front of you, when, you know, the member reps are having a hard time going through and trying to pick and choose and find, you know, what's their credit card portfolio look like? What investment products do they have? What insurance products have they purchased? What's their other loans? What's their deposit situation look like? And these are all in different platforms today.
Right.
And it's because, around the year 1995, between 2000 and 2005, mm-hmm. there was a huge shift to best of breed products that happened across the entire industry. It was no longer viable for like a core operating system to be able to offer everything that a credit union needed to be able to serve its members. So they started to go out and pick and choose all these different platforms to be able to service, okay, I need a mortgage loan application. I need to be able to do a credit card application. I need to be able to do an auto loan or an indirect loan. These are all coming from, now they're all coming from different systems. And so to really get a picture as to what that member looks like, what loans were rejected, what loans were approved, what kind of deposit situation do they look like? And get all that into one system so that as we're doing a lot of the machine learning and training and that type of stuff that has to occur to be able to make these recommendations on the front lines, that we have to have a version of the data that everybody agrees on. A lot of the solutions that are going out there right now are very point solutions. They're like, okay, let me have your credit card portfolio and we'll make a recommendation on credit cards and we'll start marketing your credit card portfolio for you. Or let's go out there and look at, you know, some data, you know, let's say on their bill pay, and let's try to make a point solution for who we should start marketing mortgages to. We're trying to shift the paradigm a little bit away from those single point solutions that are happening right now to where that it's more of a complete offering of, when somebody walks in the door, we look at their entire portfolio. We can even look at all the transactions that they've got on their, you know, they're going through on their credit cards and their ACH and their wires and everything that might be, that will allow us to realize the opportunities that exist that are happening real time right now. You know, you can't wait for a credit bureau report to come back and find out that they've already taken out a loan over here, or that, you know, they've got the credit card over here, and it's like, okay, well, they just bought an automobile or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You've got the data right at your fingertips, right. Bill, right. to identify those opportunities. You know, credit unions, you know, a relatively smaller credit union, we were just looking at, they have 500,000 transactions a month. And it's all telling you where they're buying things. It's not saying specifically what they're buying, but
right.
You know, you can, you know, based on, you know, some patterns and things, you can identify, you know, what they might be purchasing. For example, you know, let's just throw it out there. Somebody's doing a lot of Home Depot transactions,
yeah.
Or they're doing, you know, they're sending money off via ACH to a bank, a bank that, you know, might have the name mortgage in it, or that they've got, you know, so they can see the dollar amount that they're doing. They can see if it's changing. They can, you know, let's say that the rate, you can start seeing the, you know, let's say that they have an adjustable rate mortgage, you start seeing the rates going up, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden you can slide right in then and do an offer.
Yep.
Say, hey, we noticed that the money that you're sending out to this mortgage provider is going up. You know, maybe we can offer something to you to help save you some money right now. Awesome. So those are the things that a computer can go out and find those scenarios much, much quicker than any person can do when you're on those front lines. And that's where you really get into that combination of marketing and member focus and pulling them together to, you know, provide solutions to the member that will just say, hey, wow, they saved me, you know, X amount of money. You know, I don't have to pay this incredible mortgage rate anymore, or whatever exactly. It might be.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's that message right there. It benefits both the employee and the member. Cause I mean, it's, everything's so much more efficient. Everything's so much quicker. It's all right there. So it's, right. It's, yeah, it just seems like a no brainer. Oh my gosh. So you guys launched this in June, 2020. So what goals did you have for Query, and did you achieve them, or are you still in the process of, or what to?
Oh, we're definitely still in the process of. This is a journey. You know, this is not something that you can just go out and, you know, a lot of the providers out there, they're putting in millions of dollars. We're putting in millions of dollars. You know, these are expensive systems that take to build. And the overall goal that we've got is to be able to put that investment into the product, but then spread those costs over a lot larger audience as far as from a credit union perspective, because we're shooting for not the 50 or 60 large credit unions that are out there, and there's a very limited subset. We're shooting for the thousands of credit unions that are in that 100 to 750 to, you know, maybe up to a billion, but mm-hmm. We're trying to stay away from those numbers because these are the credit unions that are really hurting right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to get something in their hands to be able to be competitive.
Agreed. And so obviously we go to the website for more information on this, on Query.
Yeah. So if you go to, oxteam.com and / query with a C-U-E-R-Y. Okay. And that's the brand name of our product. It'll take you to a page that explains the whole thing, how to get in contact with us. We've got some white papers out there that are available for folks that have been provided by some of our partners. So Thrive Anlick, she's provided some great articles for us that help you understand what you need to do as a credit union to kind of get this off the ground. And additionally, we offer services in addition to the product to be able to help a credit union kind of guide them through this process, both either from a data analytics perspective or even larger. We can work with another partner of ours that helps you through the entire digital perspective. How do I turn my credit union into either a data-driven organization or a digital organization? So it depends on where your credit union's at as to what one of those services might look like. But those are not required, type of offerings, but we do mm-hmm. offer those just to make sure that we have a list.
Good to know. We'll spread the word for sure. Anything else to wrap up, Tim? I mean, this is fantastic stuff. Great services, again, for the backbone of our industry who needs it desperately. So
yeah, definitely.
I
would say just one additional thing that I wanted to point out, and I didn't really dive into, is that we've partnered with a company that is known to most folks out in the industry as Information Builders. They've been recently purchased by TIBCO. And that combination is such a powerhouse because they're all about data, all about information, and all about integration. So, and additionally, they're really pushing hard on the innovation side to make sure that people can, you know, take advantage of that information. Right. And what that has enabled us to do is build up a team quickly so that, you know, we have the data architects, we have the data engineers, we have the data scientists, we've got project managers and that type of thing immediately available. We did not have to build up a team. And that's one of the key differences, I think, here between our competitors, that most of our competitors went out and had to build up an entire team of people to be able to build this product suite out. And that's enabled us, one, to be quicker, definitely more agile. And it's also enabled us to offer it at a product price point, because the IBI/TIBCO is coming to the table with the services and the technology to help us build this out. And by doing that, we feel that we're going to be able to be very competitively priced, as well as be able to hit the mark as far as what the smaller credit unions are needing.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, this is something that, again, is desperately needed to for credit unions, especially in that asset range, to remain competitive. And in today's very fast-paced business world, digital business world. And you guys are right there in the mix providing it to them. So thank you so much for that, Tim. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very
appreciate
much.
This. Keep up the good work and look forward to the next conversation. This was fun.
Oh, we'll give you an update as soon as we have some more updates. But okay. We're looking forward to continue to build it out.
Sounds good, Tim. All right, man. Be well, be safe, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much.
You appreciate are. It.